actually now available is next Tuesday between 9 and 10. Before we meet with as a formal as a committee. So those members who are available next week, Tuesday from 9 to 10, is very much welcome. The Secretariat will just also inform members by SMS. So that meeting will be next Tuesday between 9 and 10. Thank you. Members, we will continue with the sets of minutes. The next set of minutes is that of the 24th of May, because there's one dated the 17th of May, but it's just one page. So let's continue Wednesday, 24 May, 2017. It's a three-page document. Wednesday, 24 of May, 2017. Honourable Malabacha, I don't see your name there. Why weren't you on sick leave at that stage? Okay. So let's just maybe ask the Secretariat again to look at attendance. Colleagues, anything else on one?
I might be wrong about this, but under the SAPS officials, unless that was the situation then and it's since changed, I'm pretty sure General Mokoena is the manager for human resource utilization, isn't it? Not SCM. No. Ongwenya, okay.
Right, members, page one. Let's go to page two. Maybe just under paragraph 3 on page 2, third line, the challenges faced in the execution. The challenges should be clearly be a, not be capital, the challenges faced. Lowercase. Points under those bullet points under 3, I presume there should be an and, a semicolon, before non-responsive bits as per specification. Yeah, all semicolons because it's full stops. So. Colleagues, anything else on page 2? Can we move to 3?
Chairperson,
yes, Honourable Mark.
Just to educate myself, the first bullet, what does that mean? On 3.
Okay, the weather. Inclement weather. Thank you, Irvin.
Building trade, the building industry explanation for why they never finished their building program. It rains, therefore they can't build. And that's why they always talk about inclement weather.
Colleagues, can we move to page 3? 5-6, yeah. Still unsolved.
Actually, on 5-6, I think it must just specify that it's the VIP protection services.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Honorable Mbede. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Right. Can we then get in a proposal for the amended minutes to be adopted? Thank you, Honorable Mbula. Thank you, Honorable Ramakani, for seconding. Members, we will move then to the minutes of the 14th of June. It's a 3-page document.
Actually, on the first page, Honorable Sheikh Imam has been left titleless. Just got to...
Yeah, and I see also the initials of the... parliamentary officials, SAPS is now parliamentary officials. No, it must be SAPS, not parliamentary officials, and also the initials of the first three. Mutiba Skatarabi. Colleagues, anything else on page 1? Page 2. Then we leave 14 of May and we move on. 20 June. Let's go to 20 June. So the Secretariat must provide us with the full sets, please. Thank you. But again, there's also not a full set of minutes. It's 1, 3 and 5. So we can't deal with it. Let's go to the 21st of June. It's a 5-page document. So we can deal with it. 21 of June. 2017. Page 1. Can we go to page 2?
Chairperson, are we at 20 June?
21 June. 20 June is not all the pages, it's not included. So we're on page of 21 June. First paragraph, I presume it will be the committee chairperson. Is that the name of the committee? Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency. Is that a new parliamentary committee?
I think I wasn't in this meeting, but this is a meeting on the DVA report, so I'm not sure if those members were present. Then it's supposed to be for Portfolio Committee on Women in the Presidency.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Very interesting, Chairperson. Well, I wouldn't say anything, we decided on that one. But it seems to be talking about women that are in the presidency.
Notcha there. Well, I wasn't there, but I knew there was supposed to have been a joint committee. The question for me is, if it was, if the people did attend, will they not reflect as the attendees on the second page, maybe, as those that are members of the, I don't know the committee's name, I will leave that name for now, but until it's clarified, but at least there should be some names of members to a complete reflection of who were in that particular meeting. If the chair has welcomed jointly the portfolio committee of women, then the people must reflect who that who those people are.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, the group of the committee was there, the chair later joined us, you're absolutely correct. So the secretariat must please include those names that we can put it comprehensively, yes.
Yeah, I found the correct name. It's the PC on Women, Children and People with Disabilities.
So it's not the one of the presidents?
No.
So I've got conflicting views now here from the secretariat.
That is Women and the Presidents.
Okay. Right.
No, actually, I think it's because what creates the ambiguity is because Minister Shabangu, as the portfolio executive authority, is based in the presidency, much like Munza Khadebe and others. So, yeah.
Briefing by Vet City Institute. This Lisa Betten, is she a senior researcher of this? Is she not a CFO or director of a woman's organization?
She's been a senior researcher for the organization she's been in all this. I'm not sure that she's a CFO. It might have changed.
Just a small point. On point two, I think the DVAs, we've just abbreviated it. I assume we know about it, but anybody else, maybe the first time, we should just write it in full so people can know what we're referring to.
Yeah, maybe just on five. I mean, we know it's the gender commission, the briefing, but there must be a person. So I think the commission brief members, maybe just the representative of the commission who was Dr. Apua. So we must maybe just indicate the person who actually did the presentation. Thank you. Yes, Anwar.
On the first bullet, do we want to start that sentence with issues? Can you, is the issue descriptions of what were raised? Or just issues as broad as they are? I wasn't there, so I'm just saying that for you to read.
Yeah, you mean the wording of that? I think the issues we've raised there was with relation, I think, to the sampling, the sampling methodology. But I think we must be more specific to... Yeah. Nicolette?
Can I, if I read it, there's the second sentence starts with members that have found that the sampling methodology were problematic. Now, I don't know whether the issues included the sampling methodology. If they were including sampling methodology, should we not start with the issue being the sampling methodology that the committee found to be problematic?
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. We can swap the two sentences with that assist.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 4? Can we go to 5? Members, I presume, should be capital in bullet 3 on page 5 at the top. In the second bullet in 7 as VFR, what is that? Okay, so we must just maybe indicate that. Thank you.
meeting failed to achieve desired outcomes. Is that right?
No, that's an interesting one. Maybe we can just scrap that, because I mean, there's a, let's just scrap it. Yeah. Right, anything else on five, colleagues? Yeah, maybe just to say the committee will call again all relevant stakeholders to further discussions.
Yeah, we'll stop it there.
I mean, I think maybe what the writer means is, you know, there was a kind of expectation that there would be much progress and so on. So, yeah, that's maybe, but let's scrap that, that last part of the sentence. Colleagues, anything else on five? Right. Can we maybe get a proposal for adoption of the amended minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mulabatsi. Thank you, Honourable Mula, for seconding. Thank you. Colleagues, then we go to 27 June 2017. It's a 7-page document. We go to page 1. Is page 1 fine? Page 2. Page 2. Maybe just then page 2, that committee chairperson. Again, then initials rather than full names in 2. Anything on page 3, colleagues?
Are we on 3? Page 3?
Yes.
2.1, second line, that word should be where. Because it should read overspending against the targets was already recorded where the bulk of personnel and support services are accommodated.
Yeah, thank you, not word. Erwin, what do you say about other things?
Top, right in top, in the third and fourth quarter was greatly affected by budgetary constraints facing the department due to the following reasons, amongst others. Not things.
Colleagues, anything else on 3? Can we go to 4? Okay. Yes, Honorable Ramatakane.
The bullet 5, the recent Constitutional Court judgment, where you have a Falun Commission, it's not Falun Commission of Inquiry.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Falun Commission of Inquiry.
The completeness of it.
Thank you. Anything else on 4? Can we move to 5? Yes.
On the committee deliberations and observations, the second bullet, members were concerned.
Yeah.
We're not worried.
Anything else in 5? Go to 6. Anything on 6? 7? Is it the Lieutenant General? Mukushani, and is his surname spelled correctly?
Mukushani is spelled correctly. Lieutenant General. Sorry, Major General.
Right, colleagues, anything else on 7? Right, can we maybe get the proposal for adoption of the amended minutes? Thank you, Honorable Mulabatsi, seconder. Thank you, Honorable Mula. Then we move on to 27 June 2017, S26 NCOP Wing. And it's a 7-page document. I've got a double. Sorry, colleagues, but I've got doubles. Yeah. Okay, then we've got the. We go back to the 10th of May. Was that now distributed to the colleagues? We're back to the 10th of May, 2017. Colleagues, that is. Right, members, thank you very much. There seems to be a problem with the pages, so at this stage we're going to call it a day, and I want to thank the members for the contributions during the process of adoption of the report and the input. We appreciate it. Members, just once again, the meeting with the delegation at 1, I think, outside Parliament, and then next week we're going to start Tuesday at 9 o'clock to meet with the Italian delegation. And then at 10 o'clock we will convene our normal meeting. So thank you very much. Meeting is closed.